There still are a handful out there who have no sense of humor whatsoever.
Well, to me, there are more and more. Too many newspaper columnists and virtually everybody to me on the, you know, who tries to like write a blog or tries to be an online commentator. It's just, there are too many screeds. I mean, you know, you don't have to be, to me, I don't want somebody yelling at me in the morning.
Has Sid ever delivered one good joke in one of his columns, one funny line?
No.
Okay.
But it is funny because every time any group of Star Tribune employees get together, like last night there was actually a Christmas dinner at the paper, nobody can get three sentences before a Sid joke comes up, and they're never jokes Sid has written. They're always jokes about Sid. Like a new side guy came up and he said, yeah, I'd hear about the one, and these are all true. A guy walked up to Sid and said, boy, that's so-and-so. He's really self-important. And Sid's response was, yeah, he thinks he is. Which is one of my favorites of all time.
Oh, God. Oh, it must just be a joy.
Isn't it great? But the other one, can I use the rear-end anatomical reference?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, Sid and I got in a fight one day, and he's yelling at me, and I kind of blew up at him, and anytime you blow up at Sid, he immediately wants to make up with you. He tries to drive you nuts, but once he actually does drive you nuts, he realizes he shouldn't have done that. I was talking to a coworker last night. We were saying, you know, Royce wrote the Sid autobiography. Of course, Sid had to have somebody write his autobiography.
Right.
It was a joke in itself.
Right.
We were saying we should write the unauthorized biography and put all the funny stuff in.
You know,
there's no funny stuff in his book.
You know, that's the book.
Royce
used to joke about how that book was going to sell, Sid's book, and I don't know what it did, but that's the book that goes beyond even regional appeal. That's the
Absolutely.
One that should be written, and it could be written in a group form. I had a guy on recently, a couple of comics on, who just went around and had comics tell stories about life on the road. And he must have had 300 different comics tell a story. Well, it's the same thing with Sid. Just get people to tell stories. And, I mean, you could even do it where you said the money was going to go to charity if it got too hard to figure out how to get everybody there cut. But
somebody who works with Sid at the office was telling me that he recently walked up to Ziggy Wilf, and he was trying to ask him about Dante Culpepper, and he said, Ziggy, how do you feel about trading Shaquille O'Neal now? It's on tape.
Does Sid appreciate how he comes off in terms of that he brings joy to others with gaffes like that?
I think he's oblivious. Although I actually wrote a column for the paper when Sid had his radio station roast, a year and a half ago. And it is great to have people tell stories about Sid because everybody has 100 of them.
I honestly don't think I could ever get sick of them. I always find them, of all the local characters, it's the best thing going. And you're right, somebody has got to write them down. And I'll tell you, if you ever hear that someone's doing it, have them give Steve Cannon a call. He's
got
a few that he'd love to tell.
Oh, yeah. And then there was one Sid was walking into Target Center to cover a basketball game. He gets hit by a car, knocked down. He gets up, he's got tire tracks on him, and he's 82 or whatever. He looks at the driver and says, watch where you're going, jerk. And he walks into the Target Center, and he covers the game with tire marks on his back. He's 80. The other day at a Vikings press conference, he sits down on a chair while Childress is talking. The chair collapses. He falls to the ground. He's 86 years old. We all look over, and Sid gets up and goes, that chair doesn't work.
Oh, God. Oh.
It is classic.
Jim.
I got time for one more quick one?
One more.
Okay. Lavelle Neal, our baseball writer, he's a black man. He comes into the press box one day, and Lavelle and I are sitting there. Sid comes in, and Sid looks at Lavelle and says, I just got in an auto accident. And Lavelle says, really? And so Sid goes, yeah, do you know the lady who hit me? And of course, I immediately say, are you trying to say that the woman who hit you is black? And he goes, yeah, how'd you know?
Oh, God. Oh, Sid, don't die. Don't die, Sid.
There's no chance. Don't worry about it.
Are you guys telling Sid stories?
Yes.
All right. I had lunch with him one time. He grabs the entire bowl of Thousand Island dressing
and
consumed it because he thought it was the soup.
Oh, dear. Oh. And I called him one time and wanted to have him on, and he wouldn't do it. And that's the shame of it all. I'll never actually get to record him and get these stories on tape. We'll have to settle for your stories. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Doc.
See ya.
Looking for more information.